Hello, and welcome to Make It Clear, a conversational podcast about all things related to water and wastewater. I'm your host, Angela Bounds, and I'm joined by my co-host, Sean Rapp. In each episode, we'll tackle a relevant topic with facts and expert opinions and make things clear. Hello, and happy World Water Day. Today is the day that we recognize water around the world on a global scale. Joining me today is Sean. He and I just wanted to take a minute and recognize today for what it is and have a quick little discussion around World Water Day.
Yeah, I thought it was really important to at least bring this up today because water is such a precious resource.
Right.
And I know we sometimes feel like we're beating a drum and banging it into people that, you know, the water is something precious and needs to be preserved. But it really is. And sometimes people just forget.
Right. It's kind of interesting because you and I've had this discussion many times about that beating of the drum and beating a dead horse. Cause we talk about these things so much that it can feel repetitive to us because it's like, well, I just said that. I just said that yesterday, or I just said that last week. Like I was just talking about this, like, I've been talking about this. I mean, I'm 49, right? So I've been talking about this for the better part of 30 years.
Right.
40, if you count the time that I had the conversations just around the dinner table, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Because having dinner at my house is an interesting thing because it's a possibility that excrement will be discussed. At the dinner table, because that's what most of us, actually all of my siblings and my dad and I, it's what we all do. And my mom's just used to it.
Right.
So it can feel really repetitive. It can feel like I've been saying this for a while. Why do I need to still say this? But then you look around, right? And we have to have a day. There are actually multiple days throughout the year that recognize a variety of water issues, but you have to have a day to call it out and not necessarily because you just want to have another, you know, Hallmark holiday. It's not a Hallmark holiday. It's for awareness.
Exactly.
And if there was awareness, you wouldn't have to have a day to talk about it.
Right. And we wouldn't have to talk about it as much.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if there weren't still issues around water scarcity and a lack of access, and a lack of education, we wouldn't have anything to talk about in here right now, right?
Exactly.
We just wouldn't. We'd be like, okay, great. It's another Friday because everything would be hunky-dory.
Exactly.
But that's just not where we're at.
No.
So this year's theme is Peace for Water.
Yeah, it's actually Water for Peace.
Water for Peace.
But, yeah.
So it really surrounds water scarcity and a lack of access around the world to clean water. And along with a lack of access can sometimes come a lack of education as to what is clean water. You had some statistics.
Yeah, and they're really scary.
I find them more sad than scary because I really do think...
Well, that's true.
It's not... I don't think it's... I'm sure that it is intentional in some places. I mean, I'm certain that there are nefarious.
Right. There's always bad actors and everything,
but go ahead and let's go over some of these statistics that you found. And
yeah. And this is according to the UN. They do a world water study, you know, occasionally. And I think they collect data every year on water and water scarcity. But I said, as per the UN, 2.2 billion people with a B still live without safely managed drinking water.
Right.
1.5 billion approximately live without access to proper wastewater facilities or sanitation.
Right.
And 115 million people still drink from surface waters.
Right. So let's talk just a little bit about what those statistics probably mean. So the first two statistics that you gave were surrounding
drinking water and wastewater. So,
right.
So the 2.2 billion people live without safely managed drinking water.
Right. So what that would mean is that there are constituents getting into their drinking water that are harmful to them.
Right.
Right. And the same thing with a lack of managed wastewater services. That is going to lead to the same thing. So if you don't have your wastewater services managed, and by managed, I don't mean
groundwater.
Yeah, by managed, we don't mean, you know, you've got some, it doesn't have to be a utility, I guess is what I'm saying. It's not some government entity that we're talking about. It could be as simple as having a septic tank that then goes to a drain field. That is considered a managed wastewater system, meaning that there is something there to manage.
Yeah, it's mechanically cleaning.
Mechanically manage.
Yeah, it's a purposeful, mindful. Yeah, they're doing it on purpose. Yeah.
Right. And if you're not managing your wastewater and you're not managing your water services, or people don't have access to clean water, it's going to drive up illness, right? Waterborne illness or waterborne sicknesses are absolutely a thing. We see it all the time.
Yeah, it's a major concern around the world, especially in developing countries.
Right. And drinking surface water is gonna lead to the same thing, waterborne illness.
Yep.
That's what's gonna happen when you don't have access. And I mean, I can only imagine if you're, I mean, I've seen, you know, we've all seen the shows, you know, when people are drinking surface water that it's
brackish and
they're not just doing it.
No.
Right? It's a last, it's all they have.
Right, exactly. It's the only source of water they have.
Right. And water is required for us to live. So it is their last choice. And they're like, well, do I die or do I just get sick?
Right.
I would choose sickness in that situation. Yeah. I probably would. Like, I've thought about this a lot. Like, you know, I mean, sitting in my house in Oregon, it's easy. It would be easy to say I would never drink surface water.
Right.
But that's just not the truth.
Right.
If I was dehydrated and I didn't have any other way to get water in me, I would probably drink surface water and deal with the illness in an effort to not perish.
Right.
So Sean and I, as I mean, if you've been listening to this podcast for any period of time, then you already know this. But if you haven't, Sean and I are very often on the same page. We are both extremely passionate about water and extremely passionate about humanity and wanting everybody, and by everybody, I mean everybody. Like, Sean and I would love to be put out of business.
Right? Absolutely. I would love for that. I mean, I would love for things to be so well managed and people have access to clean water and sanitation that there's no need for us anymore.
Right.
To do what we do.
It would be, or even to sit here and talk about it, right? Like, I mean, I realize that the world is flooded with podcasts nowadays, but, and some of them are not, you know, educational. But we are really, with our podcast, we really are trying to bring awareness. It's the reason that we do everything we do is to bring awareness to the issues and the industry and the reality of what goes on. And we believe in that. And we would throw a party if we no longer had to bring awareness.
That is true.
If everybody was just aware, we would throw a party and we'd be like, we did it. Like, we were part of it.
Right.
You know, even if just a small part, I would feel like we were part of bringing that awareness. But it still needs to happen.
Right.
Like, the awareness is just not there on all fronts. We have a lot of places in this world where they're not aware. Don't have access. The unfortunate part
is some of those are even closer to home than we realize.
Right. Right.
with access and ability. And I really, mm-hmm. you know, my hope for the company as a whole and my hope for the world as a whole is that you can find somebody, us, anybody else. I quite honestly don't want to say I don't care, but as long as people are getting access,
mm-hmm.
I think that is the greater good,
mm-hmm.
right? Even if they're not using Orenco products and services, the higher good is that people right. are getting access. I mean, of course, I would rather.
Right.
if we can help you, that's what we're here for.
Exactly.
But I think you and I just really want people to be able to be educated
mm-hmm.
and have that awareness and have access.
Yeah.
You
I
know,
think the theme of our show has always been when you know better, do better. And that's.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to do.
Yep. So if you're listening and you have the ability to do something, please help make sure that the world's water problems are solved, because so many people are in desperate need of clean water.
I would urge people to not think that their abilities are limited because they're only one person.
Right.
Right. Sometimes we can sit back and say, well, what can I really do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just some person sitting in a house in Oregon. What can I do? But I think all of us, if we share content that we find that brings awareness,
mm-hmm.
you know, social media, podcasts, webinars, books that you find, all mm-hmm. of those things are at your fingertips nowadays. And right. the more that they're shared, the more that they can get to the people that really need them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just encourage you that whatever it is that rings true for you, whether that be us and our podcast, or something that's put out by the EPA, or something that's put out by someone else, share it.
Mm-hmm.
Share it, because you never know who it's going to reach.
Right.
And if you can affect and change the life of just one person, or one city, mm-hmm. one community, that is some of the most meaningful stuff that you can do in your life.
Yeah.
Right? Know better, do better.
Exactly.
So, anywho, thank you for listening. I hope that today you're able to affect change in some way, even if it's just sharing some content that might reach someone that you may never know about, but it might. Happy World Water Day. I hope you do something today that can truly affect change.
We want to thank you again for joining us today. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe where you listen to podcasts so you're notified when new episodes are posted. Also, you can leave your comments or suggestions through the contact link on our website, www.orenco.com. Until next time, have a great day.